Hello, friends, and welcome to the show again. I am so excited to be here with you, and I wanted to start with sharing this scripture from Proverbs 16, verse 9, that says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." This verse highlights that while we can make plans, God ultimately guides our path. And being open to unexpected opportunities aligns with trusting in God's plan. So, this week's episode is a story about trusting God's creative flow, even when it takes us on unexpected detours. We all have passions and gifts, but sometimes life gets busy and that creative spark can get a little dim. So recently, I went to a podcast festival, hoping to be inspired and connect with other creative minds. The episode is actually the day of the podcast festival. And so that's why it starts with this weekend, but it was a few weekends ago, but it was fresh, what the download, the inspiration that I had gotten from God. So I had a plan, I had a schedule, the schedule of the festival, the whole thing. But as many of you know, God often has a different plan. So the first day I felt a pull towards exploring the festival on my own, a nudge that felt almost spiritual. And following that feeling led me down some unexpected path. And honestly, it challenged my initial expectations. But through those detours, I learned a powerful lesson about listening to my intuition and surrendering to God's creative flow for my life. After all, I was at a podcast festival with all creatives. If I have to be rigid, it doesn't allow my creativity to flow freely and to listen to God's nudges, to be honest. So this episode is about the importance of trusting that inner voice, even when it whispers something different than our pre-planned schedules. I'll explore how God can use unexpected experiences to spark creativity and guide us on a fulfilling journey. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Let's see where God's creative flow takes us. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed or that it sparks curiosity or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least, I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. This weekend, I decided to go to a festival, a podcast festival where I can mingle and learn. I had no expectations really of what I wanted to learn. I just wanted to do something I had never done before. And since I have a podcast, it seems like the right thing to do. So the first day, I was just going to meet with a friend of mine who lives in the area, but somehow I needed to go check it out, and I wasn't going to go at all, but I went a couple hours and just walked around, and I felt free. I felt like it was the right thing for me to do, and I got my badge, and I didn't feel blown away creative speaking, but I was there and I was present, and it was right. This morning, I had the intention to spend a whole day, and somehow my body is saying, "You need a massage." I had such a great conversation with my friend and I need last night, and I feel like I'm not in the right mindset. And so, do you feel like sometimes being a creative requires to take all these tangent roads and a lot of disruption just to get to a place that you may not know about? So there's the known path. I'm here for a podcast festival. That won't change. It's there. It's planned. There's people there. How I'm going to connect with everyone and mingle with everyone will really depend on my mindset and what I'm looking for. And to know what I'm looking for, I need to pay attention, listen without judgment, take small steps,
It's an interesting journey to be creative, and it does require to listen. For so long, I did not listen to my creativity, did not believe in it. It was an annoyance. I wanted to take over and just go to a known path. But it leads me to today. Am I going to listen now? And then the test is really about, you are here, but what are you here for? Are you going to listen? How are you going to make the best of it? And what are you going to listen to, being the responsible person that goes to all the class and take as much and then figure things out, which is a known path, all the classes that are scheduled for me, or I'm going to tune in and see what I can do and I may learn in very unexpected ways. And that's the creative part that I decided to journey on. It's the one where I let go. It's the one that I did not follow. And therefore, I did not meet with myself for a very long time. This is where I want to go. This is the place that I feel like I'm home. And yet, since I ignored it, I have to go through these tests. Do you want to follow your creative mind or your creative heart, or you want to follow your logic mind? You still have a choice at any moment, even if you have started a podcast and even if you made these steps, it still requires for my heart to stay open and leaning in and listening. It's a whole different journey. Are you like me? Are you someone who totally is creative, but yet somehow you abandoned yourself, you felt that it was not possible, and therefore if it's not possible, why pursue the impossible? And so you went a different direction where you could not meet with yourself. Actually, it is taking you on a path that is further and further away from you, from the joy that is why you were created. And I have experienced a lot of losses and a lot of very scary things. And so to go the creative way, that is an unknown path, is even scarier. Why do I do this to myself? It's also the most fulfilling. And so the tests are there. Will I go to what is scary and stop because it's too scary? Or will I learn to embrace the fear, to lean in, to listen to what is behind those fears? What are they telling me? And how can I take the little child within with me and be the best mom to this person, but take the lead? Let's go. Let's be courageous. Mind, heart, body, soul, everything. Let's go on this journey. And it's a beautiful, exciting journey because there's new coming up. It's refreshing and it's freeing. It has nothing to do with what I could have thought or imagined. It's beyond what I could ever think or imagine. And it does require for me to face the fears. So the resistance is going to come as I'm going on this journey, because it is the very reason why I did not follow through my entire life. So now I have to go back, choosing the path I want, stay the course, and lean in and listen and pay attention. So right now I left the festival. I'm going to go get some spring water. I'm going to go to Whole Foods. And I'm going to look for a place where I can have a massage and take care of myself, get back in my body. I feel like I need a little bit of grounding. And that's what I'm going to do. And a lady told me at 2:45, there's something about creativity. That's what I teach. I think I'm going to go to that class. So I have a few hours. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to go with myself. And hand in hand, we're going to go. I'm not going to be alone. I'm not going to be by myself. It's going to be a great day. Watch and see.
I hope you loved this episode or felt intrigued or inspired. I wanted to leave you with some really big key takeaways for this episode. There's so much in it and I really want you to get all of it. I wanted to share some scriptures as well, so bear with me. Number one, trusting God's creative flow. We can plan and schedule, but ultimately God guides our path. Surrendering to his plan allows him to weave unexpected detours into opportunities for growth and creativity. I love this scripture again, Proverbs 16, verse 9, that says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his step." Number two, listening to your inner voice. The Holy Spirit can speak to us through intuition and a sense of peace. Discerning that voice and following its gentle nudges can lead us down unexpected but divinely orchestrated path. Romans 8 verse 14, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Numbers 3, embracing the unknown. Stepping outside our comfort zones and embracing the unfamiliar can be scary, but it's often where God leads us to experience new things and discover hidden potential. Faith allows us to trust that He will guide us even in the unknown. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." 4. Self-care is essential. Just as Jesus prioritized time for prayer and solitude, prioritizing rest and self-care allows us to be more receptive to God's leading and creatively replenish ourselves. Mark 1 verse 35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Number 5, the importance of play and exploration. God created us with the capacity for joy and exploration. Following a playful curiosity and allowing ourselves to explore new things can lead to unexpected creative breakthroughs. Proverbs 17 verse 22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." We don't want that. Number 6, rekindling your inner child. Here we go again. The Bible encourages us to retain a childlike faith and wonder. Reconnected with that playful, creative part of ourselves can open doors to new possibilities. Matthew 18 verse 3 says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God." The kingdom of heaven. Number 7, God uses all experiences for our good. Even the unexpected detours and challenges we face can be used by God to refine us and shape us into who He created us to be. Romans 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." And number 8, creativity is a gift from God. Our creative talents and passions are gifts from God, meant to be used to glorify Him and bless others. Following your creative calling is a way of honoring God's gift within you. In 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 11, it says, "Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one is given the word of wisdom by the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by the one and same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills." So there you have it. This experience at the podcast festival was a powerful reminder that God's creative flow can take us on unexpected yet fulfilling journeys. Now, I'd love for you to take a moment and reflect. What are your creative gifts? How can you use them to share your light and glorify God in the world? Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and explore new possibilities. Remember, He equips us all with unique talents, and He longs to see them used for His purpose. purpose. This episode has been all about embracing your unique gifts and stepping into your creative power. And guess what? You have something truly special to offer the world. If you're feeling inspired and want to delve deeper into your unique talents, I'd love to help. I create personalized poems that capture your essence and remind you of your incredible worth. Here's what you can do. Shoot me an email at alexandragraffalvarez@gmail.com. I will put it in the show notes. Tell me about yourself, your passions, and the gifts you bring to the world. Even if you're not ready for a custom poem yet, I'll still send you a couple of my recent poems about overcoming challenges, finding breakthroughs, and some of my very personal breakthroughs. They might just spark a light within you. And for those who are ready to take the plunge, I offer personalized poems for $297. So imagine having a poem crafted just for you, a powerful reminder of your unique light. So if you wish to continue this conversation and connect with a supportive community, come hang out with me on a podcast every week. We'll explore creativity, faith, and everything in between. So just search 1 Minute to Glory wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, you are seen, you are special, and the world needs your unique gifts. Bye for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.